All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop, where they specialize in building custom furniture for all of your home and office needs. You can contact MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the ACC tournament is set to begin this Tuesday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn, New York. And this is a conference that I feel will get at least 8 bids into next week's NCAA tournament. You look at the top team in the ACC, and I'm talking about the Virginia Cavaliers. They're the number one team in the land. They finished the regular season with a record of 28-2. They went 17-1 within the conference. And even if the Cavaliers do not win this tournament, they're still going to be a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. They're going to get the South Regional, and regional final this year for the South is going to be in Atlanta. And the first two games, they're going to be in Charlotte. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. You look at Duke, who more than likely will be a two seed. They finished second in the ACC. They're going to try to do their thing. I doubt that Duke is going to be able to do enough to get up to that one line. But like Virginia, they want the opportunity to play in Charlotte for the first two games. Now, the 8-9 game in the second round is going to be very interesting, as you're going to have Florida State taking on Louisville. Both of these teams went 9-9 in the conference. Florida State was 20-10 during the regular season, while Louisville was 19-12. And I think this is one of those contests where, you know what, the winner is going to be in much better shape as far as getting a bid for the tournament as opposed to the loser. Now, of course, for Louisville, they would love not only to get past Florida State, but, you know, have that rematch with Virginia and the ACC quarters. Why? Because we saw it just a few days ago where Louisville basically had Virginia beat, and they blew a 4-point lead in the final seconds of that contest. A team to look out for in this tournament is going to be the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They come in as the 10th seed. Their first game is with Pittsburgh, and that's going to be a walkthrough. But Notre Dame is a different team right now, now that they have Bonzi Colson back. And I think that they are a team that could do some damage, especially in that bottom half of that bracket, because you figure once they get past Pittsburgh, they'll get Virginia Tech in the second round. And if they're able to get past the Hokies, they can face Duke in the quarters. And like I said, Bonzi Colson makes things happen for this Irish team. You also have to ask yourself, will Syracuse be able to make a run? They are the 11th seed in this tournament. They have Wake Forest in the first round. But for the Orange, you know, it's a long shot for them to make the NCAA tournament, because they were, you know, they had a sub-500 record within the conference. But you talk about, if they get past Wake Forest, then they have North Carolina in the second round, and then you have Miami after that. That is a lot for any team to have to go through in back-to-back days. So I just simply don't see that magic happening for the Orange in Brooklyn. Now, who wins this tournament? Ultimately, I think it comes down to Virginia. Their defense is just that darn good. They shut down so many teams throughout the year in the ACC, and I think that trend continues in Brooklyn for the ACC championship. So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com was brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-209-7215. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports sites on social media. So once again, fine folks, My name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.